This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Hannah Cajun.
Good morning and welcome to episode number 7 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, where Aurora residents get to know our local businesses. Today we have with us Derek Burtis. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Hannah. Doing well. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning about your business. So tell us about your business.
Yeah, sure. So I started middle school with a push mower, doing the landscaping, and saw the opportunity with it. I would start off with a neighbor of mine, and he would push mow the front. I would push mow the back, and we found that compared to a lot of our other friends that were making minimum wage at the time, that we could make $20 an hour push mowing a lawn. And we thought, hey, this is nice. You know, we have, you know, low startup costs. We're making more than our friends, and we get to, you know, put our schedules together. We found that clients, as long as they were done within, you know, 7 to 10 days, that they're pretty flexible on getting it mowed. It wasn't like, you know, hey, you got to get done this day or got to get done that day. And so we really appreciated all that. And we took that. And there was one day I was with my buddy and we were looking at a truck and trailer. A guy came up with a zero turn mower, and I looked at it and I'm like, yo, what if we start a setup, something like that? And I was just kind of saying it jokingly at the time. And he's like, dude, you know, no way. Like, you know, cause at the time we only had, you know, a couple $100 in the bank, and we're looking at mowers that are, you know, $10,000-$20,000, and trucks and trailers that are very expensive. And, it seemed far fetched to look at that and think, you know, oh, we could achieve that. And my desire was never to really be a landscaper, but I had a desire to, for financial freedom and to be able to create my own schedule and have some say in what's going on in my life. And with that, I ended up pursuing the growth of the landscaping business. Again, starting with the push mower, just kept saving and reinvesting. Went from 5 clients to 10 clients. And it's kind of a snowball effect, similar to compound interest, when that some of you guys might be familiar with when investing. But, you know, you put $2 in, then it becomes 4, then 4 becomes 8. And then once things get larger, you know, 100 clients becomes 200 clients, and it starts to grow exponentially. But I'd say it started with the opportunity, and it was something, you know, small, but just the idea of, you know, hey, I can set my schedule. You know, if I work harder, we get paid more. And it wasn't so much set on the hourly wage, which is what was huge for me, is, having a work ethic coming from a sports background. And I was a wrestler in particular. It was very demanding, and they taught us discipline. But I thought, you know, with my own business, if I work harder, if I put in the time, longer hours, and I get, you know, get compensated for it, that was something that was interesting to me. So now we worked our way up, and we're still a smaller business, but from the push mower, we worked our way up to a couple full-time crews. We have a team of 7 now. And looking to add on a 3rd crew this season. We do maintenance and design work. When we initially started, we were just doing the mowing, but we found that there was better margins in the landscape design work, and it's a little bit more skilled. So not everybody has the knowledge or the background to be able to execute those different kind of jobs. And mowing, like myself, when I started, it's easy entry, and there's a lot of competition with the neighbors, you know, maybe push mowing a person's lawn. A lot of people, especially in this economy, the cost is a big factor. And so we have a little bit higher overhead now, you know, now that we have, you know, more expenses, and we have a place we store our stuff and all that. So we have to factor that in all of our costs, which makes it difficult to compete with someone like myself that started with, that was just, you know, had my parents push mower and had, you know, little to no expenses. So things are going well. It's definitely been, there's not been a lot of learning throughout the process. But yeah, we're primarily in the Twinsburg, Hudson, Northfield, Macedonia area. we do a lot of residential. We do offer commercial, but we did find too, you know, as we strive to hit our margins, that commercial also is very competitive, where they do a lot of price shopping. So residential has been a good fit for us. That's where we came from. And currently I ended up, I went to school for a year. I went to college, and I was considering going into the priesthood, and I ended up leaving school after just considering the return on investment for how much I was paying. I saw that, you know, the opportunity with YouTube and all the books that we have these days, that there was cheaper and faster ways to learn. So I ended up leaving, and currently I left school, I ended up getting married, and we just, you know, my wife and I actually just had our first boy. He's 3 months old. So that's been a learning curve being a business owner, but it's been very fruitful. And it's definitely helped me to learn and to delegate and grow.
Well, that sounds amazing. Well, that's an incredible journey. So your year in college, has that anything to do with how you chose your name?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So when I was there, you know, considering, you know, doing ministry and for my whole life, being devout in my Christian faith, I was thinking, you know, initially I was thinking about naming the company Birdscape, with my last name being Birdus. But then one of the priests, you know, mentioned that this idea of, you know, thy kingdom come, my kingdom go. And I thought, you know, it's not about me, but serving him and his kingdom. And with that, we ended up naming the company Sowerscapes, after the parable of the sower, Matthew 13. And it's funny because a lot of people think the company name is Sowerscapes. And so that provides a good opportunity. I think that was the Lord's intention is, you know, it's Sowerscapes after the parable. And then it's the opportunity to share the story of the parable. And it's a basic story, just the idea of planting your seeds in fertile soil. You know, in the parable, you know, planting the seeds in, you know, thorny soil, rocky soil, the seeds don't thrive, but if you plant them in fertile soil, the seeds grow and flourish. And, the analogy is, you know, for me, you know, is that God is my fertile soil that I want to plant my roots in my life in so that I can grow and thrive. You know, a lot of people strive for, you know, materialistic things and pleasure, but being a Christian, I do believe in heaven and something to come and something greater, and that this life is short. And I don't want everything to be about, you know, the money and you know, the business and, you know, growing assets. But, you know, I really like to have something that's a greater purpose when looking at the idea of, you know, growing people, providing them with the opportunity, taking that money, serving my family and you know, helping out my family, helping out the community and different things like that have a greater purpose, more so than, you know, monetary money.
That sounds awesome. So can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions you hear about your business?
One of the bigger misconceptions is, like, when it comes to the cost, a lot of people think, you know, they might just look at it and think, you know, And I guess it's not just, you know, landscaping, but other businesses as well. But, you know, you look at time and material, and then they, you know, if they put two and two together, they think, oh, you know, these people, they're, you know, the crew's going to be on, you know, my property this long. They're going to have these materials. You know, they should be charging this much, but there's a lot of, you know, underlying expenses that we need to take in consideration that that do bring our costs up. One, you know, our philosophy is, you know, not being the cheapest company. But we do pay our guys well, and we do have higher expenses in order to provide a quality service. So in order to do that, we do need to charge more so that we can cover our costs while still staying healthy in the business. But, you know, there's different things like, you know, the trucks and trailers, the wear and tear on the tires, you know, system costs, and, you know, in addition to the material costs and all these different expenses that all factor in. You know, the different, you know, the weed eater string, you know, the gas oil mix that, you know, whenever anything. These are all things that we need to budget into all of our costs. And so it isn't just the, you know, just the mulch and you know, the guy's time, but there's some other background expenses that need to be factored in. And we budget these expenses into all of our jobs. And it does bring a little bit of higher cost. But it's so that we can provide our clients with the best customer service and the best quality that we can.
That sounds awesome. You know, it's those little nickel and dime things that really cut into the profit as well. And those things need to be done, the maintenance and the, like you said, the wear and tear. Mm-hmm. So, Derek, what do you do for fun when you're not working on making people's land yards beautiful?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things I like to do is spend time with friends and family. I like to play a lot of different games, especially strategy games in particular. One that comes to mind is Stratego. You know, it's kind of an older thing, but my parents are older. I'm the youngest of four. I have three older sisters, and so I'd say like an older soul. And I do like to you know, take on different things. You know, that people did, you know, back in the day. Different things like I like, you know, going out and fishing is relaxing. You know, board games, and trying to stay away from like video games and that, But there was a point in my life that, you know, when I was a little bit younger, that I played some video games and that, but with work and I try to structure my life around faith, family, finance, you know, taking time in prayer, spending time with family and working on the business, trying to prioritize the things that matter. And, you know, that helped me to excel. I like to read books, and a really big thing, you know, I like to go to the gym. Helps build my confidence, helps me to, you know, feel good. And, you know, in turn, you know, striving to be the best that I can be, not only for myself, but being a better witness for the guys on my team as well.
Oh, well, that definitely lead by example, right?
Absolutely.
So can you describe a hardship or life challenge that you rose above so that now you can say you are better and stronger for it?
Sure. Yeah. First one that comes to mind, and you know, since we're talking about the business, I'll bring up a challenge with the business earlier on. You know, the beginning phase of the business was when we only had one zero turn mower, and that zero turn mower broke down, and we had, you know, 20 yards to get done the next day, and staying up, you know, over pretty much all night, you know, 10 hours, try to fix it, do whatever we could to get it ready so that we could, you know, satisfy our commitment to the people that we were doing work for. And I, you know, that was a, you know, a long night, and, you know, it was stressful. I thought, you know, that, you know, we don't have any other mowers, or, you know, this is what we need. You know, a push mower is not going to get the 20 yards. Then we need the zero turn in order to get it done. And, you know, the hard times, they definitely, it's similar to going to the gym. You know, you tear your muscles, you make them weaker. But when you give them rest and they grow back, they come back stronger. Same thing with broken bones. And that was the same thing, you know, when the mower broke down, and, you know, it was a long night. It was, you know, it was a struggle, but, you know, it may made me weaker in that moment, but in the end, you know, I learned a lot. And one thing I learned, and again, it could, you know, be good for landscaping, but in addition to that, other companies, is having backup equipment and or making sure that you have capital saved up, so that if something does break, you can, you know, make sure you can, you know, invest in maybe a rental or invest in, you know, just another piece of equipment rather than having to fix that one up. You can go to your backup. And so that's definitely something we attribute, is make sure that we have enough equipment so that we can, you know, if something does break down, we have zero downtime, and we go to the next piece of equipment to keep us going. So that was definitely something that was a struggle at the moment, was not having, you know, the money, not having the equipment, but still finding a way to get through that.
Definitely have a plan B. So what's the one thing you wish our listeners knew about your business?
One thing I wish that they knew is that, you know, we do maintenance and design. The maintenance part with the seasonal lawn mowing, we try to keep it tight knit. So we do Twinsburg, and if you're really close to the Twinsburg border, you know, our route goes from Macedonia through Northfield, Macedonia, and then Twinsburg. And then it's like, you know, within 5 minutes of Twinsburg that we do that, our lawn route. But for the landscape maintenance and design work, we do, you know, we have gone as far as like an hour. So that's one thing I'd like them to know, is that, you know, we don't go as far for seasonal mowing as we strive for a condensed route, so we can best attend to those clients' needs. But we do go farther for, you know, whether it's like a week-long install or one-day install or two-day install, we will go farther for those types of jobs.
Great. Well, how can our listeners learn more about Solarscapes and contact you or get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Two of the main sources are, one, our website, www.sowerscapes.com, and spelled Sowerscapes. Sowerscapes, it's one word. And or you can find us on Instagram at Sowerscapes, and check out some of our work.
That sounds awesome. And would you like to give them your phone number?
Yeah, sure. 330-348-7084. Feel free to call or text. Emails a little bit slower to get back to. It's sowerscapes@gmail.com. But yeah, call or text. If you guys ever need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you, Derek, for taking time today to meet with us. And it's been a pleasure talking with you. If you need anything, get a hold of Derek.
Yeah, thank you so much again, Hannah. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnparora.com. That's gnparora.com. Or call 330-542-5880.